The Library of Congress, pursuing policies and practices that meet needs. The Library of Congress has been a part of our lives for long enough that none of us remembers when it wasn't the truth. The most significant collection of books and materials available to us comes from there. The services have improved in the last few years, and they have offered opportunities that we haven't previously had. To present this item, we have the Associate Librarian for Library Services of the Library of Congress. She has a law degree and has been the librarian for the law library at the Library of Congress. And she has taken steps on her own initiative to introduce us to a number of other librarians and to help us try to get access to library materials in many, many other places. It is a pleasure to welcome Roberta Schaefer. Come on up.
Thank you so much. Oh, I think it's still good morning here in Dallas. So good morning. And I cannot tell you what a joy it is to be with you. This is my first NFB conference, and I have learned so much. In fact, I'm not pandering to you. I think that in the few hours I've been among you, I have learned more than I can think of that I've learned at any other conference. And part of my job is really to attend many, many conferences. And so this is truly a learning experience, and there's so much that I've learned. I can't wait to share it with others. And so thank you, thank you, thank you for letting me be here. And I hope that you will allow me to participate for many years to come. So it's a pleasure to be here. I'm joined here by two other Library of Congress staff members. One, Catherine Kenninger, who I know is well known to you for her many years in Iowa, in Iowa government, and she is now heading up NLS, having succeeded Kurt Silke, who retired, and I know was well known to NFB. And was well known to me as well. I was fortunate. Kurt was the best friend of my boss at the Library of Congress. And then Catherine Mendenhall, who I know some of you may know, and she heads the unit at the library that oversees the NLS program. Not here in physical form, but definitely in spirit, are Robert Dysart, the Deputy Librarian of Congress, and of course, the big guy, Dr. James Hadley Billington, who is the Librarian of Congress. And I want to state for the record that both of them are incredibly supportive of the kinds of things that Karen, Catherine, and I would like to do with NFB. Now, I know we're running a little bit late, so I'm going to go through my points a little bit quickly, but I hope that you will take advantage of the fact that we will be in the Sapphire Room immediately following this program, and we would be very interested in talking to you on an individual basis. First and foremost, the Library of Congress is committed to being the gold standard for all the materials that the NLS provides to blind Americans. And we want to continue to support being the highest standard in our product and to be the leader that others follow. Second, we want to be able to mobilize existing and yet to be developed technologies to enhance the reading experience and the delivery systems for NLS patrons. And so that includes upgrading Bard and developing an iPhone app. Next, and I know how critical this is, we want to expand both the scope and the quantity of titles that are available in alternative formats. So we have a project in the works to add locally produced materials to Bard, converting many of the analog titles, and to expand the use of commercial audiobooks. But we also have a pilot for non-US materials, and we're looking at new technology alternatives for text-to-speech options. We are working with our colleagues in Congress to evaluate the impact of the potential possible amendment to changing the NLS definition of eligibility. And I believe that you are very aware of that through your phenomenal John Paré, who is absolutely a pleasure to work with. And I want to do a call out to John and his staff, and of course, Dr. Maurer and everyone who works at NFB. They do not let anything go by them. The next point I would like to make is that we want to take a leading role in positioning Braille as a viable, practical, and achievable literacy medium for all blind Americans. We totally get it that Braille is critical and that it cannot be put in a back burner position. And so we have a symposium planned in fiscal year 2013, so in government speak, that means in the year that will start on October 1st. And we want to also change the way that we contract for Braille to spread out the word at the work, excuse me, and increase overall capacity. So we don't want anyone to be able to say, to have the tail wag the dog, that Braille can be put on the back burner because there aren't materials. Next, we're seeking ways to upgrade our own internal Library of Congress technology infrastructure so that we can provide improved and sustainable access on our Library of Congress servers that have a direct impact on Bard, and also that we want to see an increase in demand. So we want to be prepared for that. As Dr. Maurer mentioned, we intend to take a much more active role as both a convener and a conversation facilitator for NFB to speak to a variety of library groups and library associations. And we have, I hope, begun that conversation already. We are hoping, and this relates to why we would like to start the conversation in the Sapphire Room in a few minutes, to provide mechanisms to formally collect information from the NLS constituency so that we know what it is that we're doing that you like, what it is that you don't find useful, and what are the ways that the Library of Congress can continue its over 80-year history and tradition of serving blind Americans. So our pledge and my personal promise is that we want to make NLS better, continue to do those things that we have done well, and to assist you in any way that we can. Thank you so, so much for the time at the podium this morning. It really means a great deal to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. Thank you so much.
And have yet another reason to be grateful for you.